Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you. First question. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active at any political campaigns, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in this general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Well, I will vote.
Okay, definitely. Okay, thank you. What is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
55 to 65.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
That's the first one I think.
Randomly answer, would you say, or do you lean more towards the right direction or the wrong track?
It depends on about what. Something
generally
not,
speaking.
Something, yes.
Generally speaking.
Well, generally speaking, yes.
Okay, so that means right direction or wrong track?
Well, you're asking a superficial question.
Okay. Next question.
It's
when
going, it's going in a track.
I understand. No
whether
problem.
Whether it's good or not depends on that depends on what you think.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Never mind that. Let's go to the next one. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mils, translated as 0.65 cents per every $1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd be voting no.
No, okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Oh, definitely no.
Definitely no, okay. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Yes is yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes. It's what
definitely.
I said, yes is yes.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, next question. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. One, two, three, or four?
Three.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, holding the line of property taxes and reducing government spending. Number two, protecting water quality and water supply. Number three, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Okay.